This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Everyone and welcome. This is episode 23, and you can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. And the topic today is choosing happiness. My name is Felice Skirwitz, and I am your host today. And we're going to discuss why happiness is a choice and how we can make that choice in the way we want to live our lives. You know, we can't always be happy. Obviously, this is not heaven. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't be having this conversation, right? But we can choose the way we live our lives, and we can choose to make the best of things, and we can choose to live our lives miserably or decide today that we choose God, and therefore all we have left is to rejoice. No matter what's happening in your life, no matter what your circumstances, you are not alone. God knows, and He is there to help. And one thought as I begin this podcast, and that is, when I say happiness, it pretty much is synonymous with joy in my mind. But joy, as the Bible talks about it, really transcends happiness. Joy is in essence from the Lord. It's that, you know, that thought, that joy that surpasses all understanding when things don't make sense and we feel joyful. And I've done other podcasts on being joyful. And I think the reason I wanted to hone in on happiness is because a lot of times happiness can be controlled by us. We can make the choice and the decision. And that's what I want to share today. Today's topic, it really came to me when I woke up miserable one day, and I just had such a headache. And I do suffer from headaches from time to time and migraines rarely, but I do get them. And I really can't take the medicine that is prescribed for migraines because that makes me even sicker. So one of the things that I've done is suffer through them I'm thankful that I don't get them as chronically as some people do. So I woke up one day feeling miserable and, you know, my head just killing me, and I felt like I was going to be sick to my stomach. And I decided that I was really going to pray, and I was going to ask the Lord for happiness for the day. And even though I wasn't happy to wake up feeling poorly, I was going to choose happiness. And it was amazing how the day turned around for me. And I realized that many times we are a victim of circumstances. We have almost like a line in the sand. And on one side, you know, it's almost like you can write the word happiness, and on the other side, you can write the words miserable, because that's what sometimes it seems that our lives are. And our happiness often takes place when something great happens in our lives, right? You know, for my kids, when they get good grades, you know, for my husband, when a job goes really well and it's successful and he makes good money. Or for me, when I have a podcast that goes really well, or people tell me that they listen to the podcast and it's helped them, or people share them. You know, there are so many different circumstances in our lives that would go under the happiness category. Under the miserable, it's almost like everything else. When life doesn't work out, we're just, you know, miserable. Have you ever had a day when you've said, you know, I don't know why I'm depressed. I just feel depressed today. And I really feel like, you know, we can make these decisions to choose happiness as the basis for all of our other choices. You know, we choose to be happy because of so many things. You know, we have salvation in Christ for those of us that believe in God. In Psalm 16:11, it says, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." And we should be joyful by the very nature of what God has done for us. We can't walk around, you know, with this mania of, you know, being joyful, or people would probably look at us and say, you know, what's wrong with you? But we can choose how we live our lives. You know, I've heard people say, well, you make your own luck. I think that's what they're referring to, because I don't really like the word luck. You know, I'm one of those that, you know, I don't like the magic stuff. I'm a reality person. I want to have my feet firmly on the ground, and I want to look at things clearly and not have all of this other, you know, junk in the way. And so I don't like that whole saying of, you know, you make your own fortune, you make your own luck. But I do believe that you can, and God allows us to make decisions, to choose wisely, to look at things through the eyes of Christ. And that is, you know, with eyes that are open to the possibilities of the day, that are open to the positive things that can happen each day, that are open to the blessings that abound for those who believe in the Lord and believe that He has it, you know, that He's got our backs, that He knows what is going to happen in our lives, you know, today, this second, the next minute. He knows, you know, that all of the things that we look at in this world, you know, should point to Him. The other day, something else happened in my life, and I'm sure if you were sitting here, you could recount, you know, your day and all of the things that happened. But this really hit home, and it made me think. So I was taking a, you know, easy day at the house, and it was during the holidays. You know, Christmas was over, and I was fixing up things and putting things away, and the kids are all home. And so I was in my jammies and my robe, and it was, you know, kind of a cool morning, so I hadn't changed yet. And I was putting, you know, laundry away and puttering around the house. And then I was talking to a friend on the phone, and I heard a knock on the door. Well, I heard the dog go wild, and that happens anytime anyone knocks at the door. But I hadn't changed yet, so it wasn't that I could go answer the door. So I asked my kids to get the door. And as I was walking past the door so I could go change in case they needed me, I noticed that there was a police officer there. And all of a sudden, my heart sank, because my husband and one of my sons was not at home. They were at work. And I was thinking, you know, what is a police officer doing at my house? And I thought the worst. You know, something tragic happened, and, you know, the police officer has come to talk to me. Instead of, you know, just waiting to hear what had happened, right? Well, it turned out that one of my sons has a smartwatch and accidentally hit 911, you know, as he was doing something. And it called the emergency line, and he immediately hung up. He said, you know, maybe it was 2 seconds, instead of saying, oh, sorry, I reached you guys by accident. You know, it was just an accident. So they sent someone to the house, you know, to check up on us. And, you know, after that, it was like this huge letdown of, you know, pent up emotion. And I really thought, you know, I have got to make a change in my life. I cannot be that person who looks at every circumstance and just thinks the worst. And so, friends, I want to leave you with this thought. God is there, and great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. And that's from Psalms 111, verse 2. Friends, choose happiness, choose joy, choose to make a difference in your life and the lives of others. And we don't have to do this alone. We can do this through the help of the Lord. So let's pray. Dear Lord, I praise you and I thank you. I thank you for today. I thank you for all that you've given us each day. I thank you, Lord, for the joy that you bring into each one of us and into each one of our lives. I ask you to help us to choose to be happy each day, to choose to look at things as if you have a hand in everything in our lives. I ask you to help us to be other-focused instead of self-focused, to look at helping others. I just ask you, Lord, to give us that strength, the strength to do your will, Lord, and give us the peace and the joy that surpasses all understanding today and always. Praise you, Jesus, and thank you. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.